What's an early memory you have about the concept of race? Or when did you first learn there was something even called race? Was it a positive or negative experience for you? Those are just a few questions from a free guide that helps people have community-building conversations about issues related to race. The guides are put together by the Imagine Fox Cities Community Development Project and their subgroup on the issue of belonging. The series of guides was launched last month on Juneteenth, the June 19th holiday celebrating the emancipation of slaves in the United States. Kimberly Barrett is co-chair of the Imagine Fox Cities Belonging Subcommittee. She's also vice president for diversity and inclusion and associate dean of the faculty at Lawrence University. Kimberly, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Before we dig into these guides themselves, can you tell us a little bit about this belonging effort that you're doing with Imagine Fox Cities?
Yes, Imagine Fox Cities is a regional visioning initiative that really hopes to increase the well-being of everybody in the Fox Cities region. And we had a convening, our first convening last fall, and one of the issues that rose to the top in all of our conversations, whether we were talking about the economy, education, healthcare, mental health, this issue of belonging and inclusion was present in all of those conversations. And so we decided to make the focus of our first few years this issue of enhancing belonging in the Fox Cities. And so, we started this work up in spring before the COVID-19 pandemic, and then we continued it at a point where we thought, this issue of isolation has become even more critical, and so belonging's more important. And then we had the George Floyd murder, which ignited yet another crisis of conscience, I would call it, for our country around the issue of race.
I think we've found over the years that it's really easy to have a bad conversation about race in the United States. Can you talk about the goal of these guides to help people facilitate more productive conversations?
Right. People think that these conversations are really difficult, and they have been for us. But I think one of the reasons why they have been so hard is because we don't have the opportunity to practice the skills around having these conversations productively. So what we wanted to do was to serve as a catalyst for both having these conversations in the community more often, but also giving people practice and the tools so that they could do it in a way that was productive, that really focused on learning from each other rather than debating each other and criticizing. I think that at this point, we all understand, or most of us understand, that racism is a problem in our society. However, we don't really have the tools to dismantle it at this point. And so I think we all need to be able to work together to solve this problem. And the first, step to doing that is to be able to talk about it with each other. I think it was James Baldwin who said something along the lines of everything that is faced can't be changed, but nothing can be changed until it's faced. And so this is an opportunity for us to dig deep and get real with each other about our understanding of racism and how to develop a practice of anti-racism.
Can you walk us through some of the tools that people will see if they download, say, the first one in the series, the ideas for community conversations on race? What kind of things is that going to help us do?
Well, for one thing, whenever you're going to have a conversation that is potentially, difficult, that potentially is controversial, you need to set some ground rules. And so we have taken the ground rules actually that was developed by a initiative called the Living Room Conversations, and have taken their ground rules, which have been used all over the country on many different topics, and have provided those for folks, not only with a list of the ground rules, but also an explanation, so that people can set the right tone and understand what their purpose is in having these conversations. The guide also provides questions to get to know each other first. That's very important, to know each other as human beings first, and then have these difficult conversations and reflect on them. And finally, it provides some additional resources. If people want to read a little more about the topic, want to understand the definition that's used in the discussion a bit more, it provides some additional information for people as well. And then, of course, we want to have feedback about how these went. And, we ask people to provide that on the website.
We're talking to Kimberly Barrett, co-chair of the Imagine Fox Cities Belonging Subcommittee. She's also with Lawrence University. She's talking about a series of guides from the Imagine Fox Cities group, trying to help people have facilitated positive conversations about issues of race, racism, and anti-racism. I know this is still pretty new out there, Kimberly, but have you gotten that kind of feedback yet?
I haven't had much feedback yet. I know that people are doing them or having the conversations. I'm going to need to reach out to a couple of folks and remind them to give us the feedback. But we just put out our second guide Monday. So we have three guides. We put out one, as you said, the press release went out on Juneteenth. And then that Monday, we shared the guide. We shared another guide this Monday, and we'll be sharing another one in 2 weeks. And so I'm looking forward to hearing what people are doing. We're also working with some organizations to plan larger groups that we can then sort of subdivide into committees, and they'll do it as an initiative of their organization. So more to come on how it goes.
I want to talk a little bit more about the spirit of these conversation guides. The goal here, as I understand it, is we're not setting up a debate. We're not facilitating, healthy arguments. This is it's intended, right, as kind of a non-controversial, positive sharing and listening session. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, I would say that it's non-confrontational and where people share their own experiences, because we're experts on our own experience, right? We don't have to read up about it. We don't have to, get a degree in it. And I think that that's really what is going to help us solve these problems of racism, is to really hear about and understand the experiences of others, whether it's people who have been, have experienced racism, who have been marginalized because of their race, or people who have privilege because of their race. And I think, the first guide starts with just understanding what race is. I think many of us are under the misconception that it's something biological and immutable, and it somehow determines people's abilities or morality, that kind of thing. And so I think just understanding, listening, and learning from each other is really the purpose of these.
Can you make a pitch to people listening to check these out and to take those steps to bring a group of people together to talk in this way?
Yes. Well, I think that, my assumption is that everybody wants to do the right thing, and that we're all trying to do what is good. We're all working towards the greater good. And so this is a way to take an opportunity that we don't often have in a society that is highly racialized, that there's a lot of problems and sensitivity around it. This is an opportunity to delve into it, learn about it, and come to understand it in a way that is relatively safe for all involved. And so I would really tell people to have this conversation at the dinner table. I mean, we've set it up so that you don't need to have any expertise. You can follow the guide and have a productive discussion. But if you aren't comfortable with leading the discussion yourself, we'll even have volunteers help you conduct a discussion. So it's a relatively easy way to have a very meaningful and sometimes difficult discussion.
Are you looking for volunteers like that in the Fox City area to volunteer, maybe get some advanced training and then help some people out here?
Definitely. However people want to get involved. Again, it's a tool that anybody, if they want to, can pick up and use. But if you don't feel comfortable with that, we do currently have a few volunteers, but we always need more volunteers. The Fox Cities is a big area.
Just very briefly, what is your hope for this as you get the third one online?
Well, I hope that people will understand how this illusion and myth of race has really impacted every part of our society, and also understand how they can help dismantle, undo, and really sort of make this a more inclusive, equitable, and fair society, which I think is what we all want. We all hold these values of equality, justice, and fairness in our hearts. I think our nation was founded on it, but we haven't lived up to it yet. And so I think that by better understanding these issues and talking about things that we can do every day in our lives to make a difference, we can really make a change.
I'm going to jump in. Kimberly Barrett, thanks for joining us. Find more at WPR.org/Central Time.